This is John W. Whitehead, author of Battlefield America, The War on the American People, bringing you a message about the state of our nation.
I have put in place a zero tolerance policy for illegal entry on our southwest border. If you cross the border unlawfully, then we will prosecute you. If you are smuggling a child, then we will prosecute you. And that child may be separated from you as required by law.
Sometimes you have to draw a line in the sand. This is one of those moments. There are some acts so wrongheaded, so immoral, and so inhumane that they simply cannot be defended on any grounds whatsoever. Be warned. The White House's new zero-tolerance policy for separating undocumented parents from their children at the border as a way of discouraging illegal immigration is pushing us into dangerous territory morally and otherwise. Dragging young children kicking and crying and screaming from their parents, separating those children from their parents indefinitely, locking those children up in cages like animals. These cages have been likened to dog kennels, and subjecting them to the predators of the American police state. These are acts that no decent people should tolerate from their government. In McAllen, Texas, undocumented migrant children are being held in cages made out of wire and net. These children are sleeping on concrete floors with tinfoil space blankets for a mattress. In Brownsville, Texas, reportedly more than 1,000 children who have been separated from their parents are being held in a former Walmart facility with blacked out windows that has been transformed into a detention center and is being run by a government contractor for money. Bear in mind, there is no bedtime story for these children. There are no parents nearby to protect them from the things that go bump in the night. There is no assurance that they will ever be reunited with their parents ever again. The lesson here, folks, hold tight to your own children. They won't be yours for long if the government is allowed to prevail in its view that children of undocumented criminals, quote unquote, automatically become wards of the state.
If you cross the southwest border unlawfully, then the Department of Homeland Security will arrest you, they catch you, and the department will prosecute you. That is what the law calls for. That is what we're going to do. Having children does not give you immunity from arrest and prosecution. Bringing children with you doesn't guarantee you won't get prosecuted. Cannot be. Certainly doesn't give immunity to American citizens who commit crimes because they have children that they might leave behind when they're incarcerated.
The government's rationale goes like this. Illegal immigrants are criminals who should be jailed. Criminals in jail don't get to keep their kids. Therefore, illegal immigrants shouldn't get to keep their kids either. Now wait and see. Allow the government to inflict this kind of terror on other people's children, and it won't be long before you and yours find yourselves in the government's crosshairs. Allow the government to strip, and I'm saying here again, allow the government to strip naturalized persons of their citizenship under trumped-up pretexts, yet another tactic being proposed by the White House, and it won't be long before your own citizenship hangs in the balance. Allow the government to treat whomever it pleases, with disrespect and an utter disregard for the rule of law, and it won't be long before your rights are also being disrespected. History says this. Whether you're talking about weapons of war used abroad or police state tactics deployed against enemy combatants, these methods always come home to roost, and badly most of the time. So, if you're inclined to advance this double standard because you believe you have done nothing wrong and have nothing to hide, let me say this. Beware. There's always a boomerang effect. whatever dangerous practices you allow the government to carry out, whether it's in the name of national security or protecting America's borders or making America great again, rest assured, these same practices can and will be used against you when the government decides to see and to set its own sights on you. Indeed, it's just a short hop, skip, and a jump from the government stripping undocumented criminals, as they call them, of their parental rights to the government meting out the same treatment to American citizens. After all, in this era of over-criminalization in the American police state, we are all guilty of breaking at least 3 laws a day without even knowing it because there's so many laws in the book. So folks, what does this say? We're all at risk. With good reason, the policy of caging children has been widely denounced, with the United Nations Human Rights Office calling for the U.S. to immediately halt this practice. All along the border, parents without proof of U.S. residency and or citizenship are finding their families snatched up and shoved into an already overburdened system that sees them not as human beings, but as numbers in a system, quotas, and units. Between October 2017 and April 2018, more than 700 families were torn apart, with parents being separated from their children. This includes, believe it or not, more than 100 children under the age of 4. There are now over 10,000 migrant children in government custody and 100 U.S. shelters in 14 states in this country. All 10,000 of these children have been forcibly separated from their parents. These 100 shelters, as they're called, are already at 95% capacity and are expected to add thousands of bed spaces in the coming weeks, we are told. The government has already considered housing these children on military bases, believe it or not. Historically, America, the United States, has granted asylum to victims of domestic abuse and gang violence, especially women with children. That clemency is being upended by a hardline approach to immigration that treats anyone, absolutely anyone, who approaches our borders for sanctuary, whether or not they have a legitimate case to plead, and they're being treated as criminals. Just recently, in a severe break with U.S. policy, Attorney General Jeff Sessions ordered immigration judges to stop granting asylum to most victims of domestic abuse and gang violence, a move that will block tens of thousands of individuals from looking to America as a safe haven.
So, what we've done with regard to the asylum process is try to just bring it back to where it has been and what Congress intended for it to be when they passed the INA, the Immigration and Nationality Act, a number of years ago. Under the INA, asylum is available for those who leave their home country because of persecution, fear on account of their race, religion, nationality, membership in a particular social group or political opinion. Asylum was never meant to solve all problems, even serious problems, that people face every day all over the world. And you may have heard that I've restricted asylum eligibility or denied asylum eligibility to certain people, that I've changed the law. But that's not exactly right. I've not made new law. I've simply reinstated and implemented what Congress has passed, what I believe they clearly intended. Asylum is not generally for those who suffered from a private act of violence or if a gang is in the neighborhood. We have to make a choice. Do we continue to allow the word to spread that you can come here and there will be no consequences? Or do we finally send the message that we are going to enforce our laws? In the Trump administration, we enforce the law.
Thanks to the Trump administration's 100% prosecution policy, these families are being torn apart without any chance whatsoever at a fair hearing before a judge to assess their plea for asylum or any hope of keeping their children in their custody and under their protection. In fact, The government is labeling any child who arrives at the border with an undocumented family member as unaccompanied, quote unquote. What this means is that, for all intents and purposes, that child will become the property of the U.S. government and its contractors to do with as it wills the moment its family crosses the border. We all know what happens to children who are left alone to fend for themselves. In too many cases, these children, are being trafficked, lost by the system, supposedly, and rendered beyond the reach of their families. Now hear me, this is not a new problem. In fact, under President Obama's watch, migrant children were allegedly beaten, threatened with sexual violence, and repeatedly assaulted while under the care of customs and border protection officials and agents. According to Newsweek, and I'm quoting here, border authorities were accused of kicking a child in the ribs and forcing a 16-year-old girl to spread her legs for an aggressive body search. Other children accused officers of punching a child in the head 3 times, running over a 17-year-old boy, and denying medical care to a pregnant teen who later had a stillbirth, unquote. While illegal immigration is a problem that must be addressed, forcibly separating migrant children from their parents, transferring custody of them to the U.S. government and its agents, and caging them indefinitely in dog kennels cannot be the solution and should not be the solution. The law of reciprocity applies here. What I'm referring to is the Golden Rule, which is found in nearly every world religion, including Judaism and Christianity. It means this. It means that we should treat others as we would have them treat us. In other words, if you don't want to be locked up in a prison cell or a detention camp, and if you don't want your children to be forcibly separated from you, caged and lost, then don't allow these evils to be inflicted on anyone else, no matter how tempting the reason or how fervently you believe in the so-called cause. Too often, those who claim to be pro-life and pro-family are only pro-life and pro-family when it suits their politics and when the lives and families in question are deemed worthy enough of protecting. Certainly, such an attitude flies in the face of the life and teachings of Jesus of Nazareth, whose parents, by the way, they were immigrants seeking asylum with a child in tow, risked their lives to keep their family together. That child, Jesus, would grow up to command his followers to care for the least of these, the hungry, the thirsty, the homeless, naked, sick, and the imprisoned. Christian theology aside, you don't have to be religious to recognize the need for caution, compassion, and common sense in how the government administers its immigration policies, clearly. Those who cannot remember the past, warned philosopher George Santayana, are condemned to repeat it. For example, Eva Kaur was 10 years old in 1944 when she and her twin sister were ripped from their mother's arms and forcibly separated from their older sisters and parents, who were sent to the gas chambers at Auschwitz in Germany.
A Nazi was running in the middle of that selection platform, yelling in German, "Twins, twins." He noticed us and demanded to know if we were twins. And my mother asked, "Is that good?" And the Nazi said, "Yes." My mother said, "Yes." At that moment, another Nazi came, pulled my mother to the right. We were pulled to the left. We were crying. She was crying. And all I ever remember is seeing my mother's arms stretched out in despair as she was pulled away. I never even said goodbye to her, but I did not understand that this would be the last time that we would see her. And all that took, 30 minutes from the time we got down from the cattle car and my whole family was gone, only Miriam and I were left holding hands and crying.
This is how evil triumphs. The slippery slope to the gas chamber starts when good people remain silent in the face of evil. The horrors of the Nazi concentration camps weren't kept secret from the German people. Indeed, they were well publicized in German newspapers, magazines, and over the radio, which were in virtually every home. Likewise, the mass of ordinary Americans are fully aware of the Trump administration's efforts to stigmatize and dehumanize any and all who do not fit with the government's plans for this country. So, when Jeff Sessions suggests that the government's child separation policy is just the government doing its job to fight illegal immigration, don't buy into that. It's time to draw that line in the sand. What we are now experiencing are the first stages of a campaign aimed at lulling us into a false sense of security. As I make clear in my book, Battlefield America, The War on the American People, there is worse to come. The treatment being meted out to undocumented migrants and their children is only the beginning. This is the start of the slippery slope. Martin Niemöller understood this. A Lutheran minister and an early Nazi supporter who was later imprisoned for opposing Hitler's regime warned, and this is what he had to say, "First they came for the socialists, and I did not speak out, because I was not a socialist. Then they came for the trade unionists, and I did not speak out, because I was not a trade unionist. Then they came for the Jews, and I did not speak out because I was not a Jew. Then they came for me, and there was no one left to speak for me." Folks, this is a warning. It's time to wake up. The Rutherford Institute is doing its part to push back against the police state and make the government play by the rules of the Constitution. But we can't fight these battles alone. To join the resistance and help us spread the word, start by liking this video and subscribing to our YouTube channel. Visit our website at www.rutherford.org and check out our library of thought-provoking commentaries, legal resources, and so much more. Subscribe to our email alerts and I will send you my weekly commentary, Rutherford Press alerts, and a weekly rundown of pertinent headlines and news articles to keep you apprised of the growing threats to our freedoms. And finally, if you are able, please consider making a tax-deductible donation to the Rutherford Institute by again visiting us online at www.rutherford.org or donate using PayPal. Your donation allows the Rutherford Institute to push back against the government's power grabs, corruption, and ongoing assaults on the Constitution. Together, we can make America free again.